This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Commercials, there's a reason why we are 3 weeks away from the midterm elections. So much can swing on what happens with your votes or without your votes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, Georgia really smashing a record for early voting. Why am I not surprised by this? So on Monday, 131,318 ballots were cast in person. Wow. In 2018, to give you something to compare it to, those midterm elections, 70,849 ballots were cast in person on the first day of early voting. These were all statistics released from the Georgia Secretary of State's office. So absentee ballots, there's been almost 12,000 that have been submitted so far this year. So number of ballots through Monday, because that's the numbers that have been released, 143,077. Early voting in Georgia continues through November 4th. I think this is interesting. I think there are some key races here, obviously, including the governor's race and the Senate race between Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, and the Republican nominee, Herschel Walker, who's been getting a lot of headlines lately, but also still getting support. So that support has not gone away, despite some of the crazy claims that have come out and some of the things that, frankly, he said that have people saying, what? What are you thinking? And then in Pennsylvania, how about this? John Fetterman is slightly ahead with 48% of likely voters, but Dr. Oz has 46% of the vote now, according to polling. So he's only slightly ahead, Fetterman. And obviously, Oz has found an audience, too. So this is a poll done by AARP. So there's been a little bit of a shift in Oz's direction, actually, since June. Fetterman is the state's lieutenant governor. He was leading by 6 percentage points in the survey, if you go back to the AARP survey, if you go back to June. So he's dropped some favorability points. And this is going to be a very close, interesting race. I will certainly be on the air when all of this is going on. What I love is that you get those live updates, because some of them are almost too close to call, and sometimes they won't call them until the next day. And it's significant that this pre-election voting is really keeping pace going back to 2018 in more than just Georgia and Pennsylvania. The next 3 weeks, there will be a lot that can be determined ahead of time. So in Michigan, which is home to a very competitive race for governor this year, Wisconsin, we've got great listeners in both of those areas. They've got some massively contested races for governor and Senate. And, you know, the trend is that there are people that are voting early. I mean, there's no way to predict what's going to happen, but that there are people that are definitely out there that are doing the early thing, and the numbers are starting to be tabulated. That's for sure. I mean, look, nearly 2.5 million Americans have already cast their ballots, and this is from Edison Research and Catalyst. They came up with the data, and they say it is on par with 2018. And voting patterns, I'm sure, have changed since the coronavirus pandemic, and it's pushing, I think, more people to want to vote. And because there are people that are frustrated, there are people that are supporting what they think may be the right direction for their state. And there are people that are just fed up. So, I mean, voting to keep someone out, voting to get their person in, I mean, look, I mean, what are the choices? So, and then sometimes people just completely abstain from voting altogether because they're furious. They don't like any of the candidates. I always say it's so important to vote because then you have the right to really complain. You know, you did it. You turned out. You went out. You did it. Whatever. Did the early voting. Voted on election day. What, you know, whatever it might be. I'm always, I shouldn't say shocked, but I'm always surprised that we don't have more people that vote. I would love it if we broke all records when we had major elections, because then I think it shakes out maybe a little bit better. And maybe I'm just all wrong on that whole thing. I'll tell you what. Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings had a debate Tuesday, Florida Senate debate. And it's interesting because they're considered rising stars by both of their parties. It's a 60-minute debate. I watched this debate. It was the first and the only one in that race. They had a lot of pointed answers. There were a range of issues from abortion and guns to the economy and nuclear war. Rubio, a one-time presidential candidate, is skilled when it comes to debating, I think, and he leaned on his legislative achievements and policies, and at one point said she hadn't passed any meaningful bills. And Demings, who is a House impeachment manager, she was during the former President Donald Trump's first impeachment proceedings, painted Rubio as kind of this guy, this politician who does whatever just to get reelected, and compared his career in elected office to her time on the police force in Orlando, where she ended up being the chief of police. But what I thought was good about this debate is they actually went a little bit deeper on the issues. It wasn't all, let me just sock you in the virtual stomach. You know, let's just go for every low blow. And I think the people in Florida got a better sense of, okay, so where do they stand when it comes on everything from the border to what else is going on that affects the state of Florida? And I think debates can be good for that if you get right to the heart of the issue. And if there were maybe more debates where you are, or at least a serious big debate, that would be a good thing because people would get a better sense of what the person, I think, at least when it comes to legislation, what directions they're going in. I got to mention this one because I think it's so key here quickly at the top. Bravo for a California jury. I think it was laid out well. The case, Paul Flores is the man accused of the 96 murder of Kristen Smart, guilty of first-degree murder. This is a big deal in San Luis Obispo, California, because Kristen Smart just poof, disappeared 26 years ago. Disappeared. Family was heartbroken, had no clues, couldn't find anything. Then along came this true crime podcast, Christopher Lambert's podcast, Your Own Backyard, it was called, in 2019. The popularity of that podcast attracted a lot of interest in the case. The podcast and law enforcement eventually identified Paul Flores as the last person to see Smart alive. They started to build the case, and the next thing you know, we've arrived at this point. So when people keep missing people alive and push the way they did in this case, sometimes it has an ending that's much more just. Stay with us.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Anxiety. What does that make you think? That's the title of James Meade's book, Dr. James Meade, because he has that PhD. His books have sold more than 750,000 copies, in the past. He is funny. He is so interesting. We had a marvelous conversation off the air, and he is helping so many people. He's taught transcendental meditation to thousands in places ranging from Los Angeles, Tanzania, South Korea, Nepal, even Florida, and I'm sure many other places in between. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how'd you go down this road? Talk to us about that. How did this all start, your journey into transitioning into teaching transcendental meditation?
So, so that happened in 1972. Still want to hear?
I do. You give us the Cliff Notes version. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just finishing school, and I was very, very earnest about wanting to get real solutions. There was a lot of talk at that time about relevance and education, and I was in the forefront of all that, and I just kept trying things, different philosophies, different approaches, and when I tried the transcendental meditation, there was a little gap. I tried it. I didn't really realize how good it was. I met some other people who were doing it, and then I went to a weekend course. I went to a course, a 1 month course with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and I just became completely sold out. And the reason is that it wasn't just an intellectual system, which is what I'd had all through school, but it was experiential. So it was giving me the experience of transcending and then describing it. And I was like, oh, this is the right combination. So both experience and the understanding. And I was just sold out. And so after the one-month course, Maharishi invited us to become teachers. And I was at that time, you know, I was young, and I just had gotten my PhD, and I picked up some part-time teaching of writing, picked up enough money to go on the course, and 6 months later, I was a TM teacher.
Wow. So now this book, End Anxiety, I mean, and listen, you've got hundreds of articles, 31 books, all of that, but this book, let's zero in on that. Why'd you write End Anxiety?
Well, it's a convergence of two things. One is the need, and two is the solution. And the need is so big out there. And, you know, we run a Transcendental Meditation Center, and it's like people pass through a filter, and it comes out who is really anxious in life. They're going to come and learn. So we get a tremendous number of people whose anxiety takes all different forms. And secondly, we have a solution, namely just this profound rest and this experience of transcending. So it's deeper than any eyes closed rest. This transcending just seems to dissolve that anxiety that people are feeling, just even on the spot. You know, I teach people, and I have so many stories of people saying, wow, and saying, I feel better, and I'm so relaxed, and it's just a day-to-day thing where we have that. So two parts, the problem and the solution.
Yeah, the problem. And again, End Anxiety, proven benefits of the Transcendental Meditation Program, and that's what we're talking about. Do you feel like there's more anxiety now than ever?
I don't feel that as strongly as I know a lot of people do. Certainly the news is filled with it. You know, from our perspective as teachers of TM, that is, I'm talking about the whole community of TM teachers, and something that we've been working on since the 60s is to lower the anxiety level, lower the crime level, and increase world peace. So our experience is actually that we go through these sometimes explosions like COVID of obviously great stress, but overall a trend towards more smoothness, easiness, and peacefulness. Because there are millions of TM meditators, and TM meditators create an air of peacefulness around themselves.
Yeah, I have definitely seen that. So tell us something specific from the book. We're not going to give everything away, but something specific maybe that people could look at.
Well, you know, and if they come to my website, which is jamesgmead.com, and we have the first four chapters available so people can get a sample there. And in those first four chapters, we lay out the problem. That is, I just describe a typical session where people come in and a person stands up, why are you here? And because they're depressed. Next person stands up, they're grieving. And so I give a good picture of the problem that we face, kind of an overwhelming set of disparate problems. And then I begin to look at the solution, and that comes a little bit later in the book. But they can get that either at endanxietybook.com or jamesgmead.com.
I love it. How satisfying or gratifying is it for you when people come to you, because obviously you've done this with thousands of people, who knows what the number is, and certainly in all kinds of places, like I mentioned in the beginning of this. How rewarding has this been for you? And gratifying is, I think, the right word, to see the transition of people once they do this.
Well, you're right. You know, there's really nothing better. And so I make this choice, and that I continue teaching this. I'm along in years in life, and but it's kind of irresistible. Here's a person, you see them, they're in need, and it's in human nature. When we have a solution and people are looking for it, and then when we see that solution working, You know, I teach writing. I have a little section in the book where I talk about I teach writing, I teach literature, I teach Shakespeare. I give people these kinds of wonderful experiences available. And then, but by contrast, I teach them transcendental meditation and they transform in front of my eyes and they're so grateful. People are always looking for how can I thank you enough? How can I thank you enough? And I'm just like, you know what? Just by the fact that you are so peaceful now, there's my thank you.
I love it. And again, you can also get this on Amazon. Go to James's website and just easy peasy, you know, look for the simple title, End Anxiety. And it's really proven benefits of the Transcendental Meditation Program. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, and we have a podcast, too, the End Anxiety Podcast with James Mead and Friends, and that's also on Amazon. But thank you so much. What a delight and a chance to bring this to other people's awareness. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. We can use some of that right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
And we're finishing off this segment with something that's not necessarily peaceful for people, or maybe it is, what I call, do we really need to know this? Candy corn, which is now very popular because of Halloween, was first harvested, I guess, in the late 19th century. A lot of people say that this candy company, Wonderly Candy of Philadelphia, invented the kernel-shaped treat in the 1800s. There's another company that claims they had a recipe about 1898 out of Cincinnati. Originally, candy corn was made by hand with candy makers pouring a sequence of passes of different colored hot edible icing called fondant into these molds. So that's how they came up with the way, you know, it looked. They put in sugar, corn syrup, salt, sesame oil, honey, artificial flavor, food colorings, confectioner's glaze. And then, here's the thing, do you really need to know this? A bug secretion. Yeah, you heard me, a bug secretion. The lac bug secretes a waxy waterproof coating to protect itself that workers scrape from plants. So it's found under the name confectioner's glaze or pure food glaze, and it's used in making gum and all sorts of like shiny candles. So candy corn uses it. So that's what you're getting on your candy corn. You know, and candy corn is popular. Listen, it's pretty high as Halloween candy. It's like third behind chocolate and gummy candy, at least in the last survey they did. The National Confectioners Association did a survey in 2021, and candy corn came up. You know, you look at Walmart claims to make 86% of the candy corn sold in the U.S., Brock candy corn. They say they produce enough candy corn to encircle the earth more than 5 times. Oh, that's a lot to think about. I'm taking it all in. Are you taking that all in? Oh, yay, yay, yay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The
midterm elections loom, and so do high gas prices. Some speculate that's why President Joe Biden plans to announce on Wednesday the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve. Biden plans to deliver remarks Wednesday to announce the drawdown. It completes the release of 180 million barrels authorized by Biden in March that was initially supposed to occur over 6 months. The parents of a 15-year-old boy accused of killing five people in a North Carolina shooting rampage released a statement saying they are overcome with grief. Allen and Elise Thompson issued the statement Tuesday through a lawyer that acknowledged the pain caused by their son, Austin. They say they mourn for the five killed, including another son, James, who was among those slain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
London joins us. Her book is called Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much, Dr. London, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about stereotypes. What drove you to write this book?
Well, it was a eureka moment for me. I had lived in the United States for about 4 years and had quite gotten used to and was utterly spoiled by the specific appurtenance of hot and cold water, which I could blend to my desired temperature for showers and baths. What a guilty pleasure. And then I returned to my country of birth, which is Guyana, for a visit. When I stepped into the shower, I shrieked and realized that the water was cold. Yes, it was the same temperature it had always been throughout my years of growing up, but my altered recent experience in the United States have pampered me and changed my perception of what should be commonplace. And it was in that moment that I understood why the missionaries from the United States who visited our home from time to time, my dad having been a pastor, those missionaries, I thought, only like to rely on cosmetics. So from my enlightened perspective, then, I understood that my misconception of them was a product of my lack of exposure. Stereotypes generally say more about us than they do about the people who are being stereotyped. And it was the aftermath of this revelation, this insight, this flash, this profound realization, compounded with my heightened alertness as I began to travel to various countries and to observe how different people respond to situations or interact with others or make assumptions or use varying tones during discussions. It was after all of these observations and focused alertness that I embarked upon the nature of stereotypes, hence the genesis of this book.
So let's talk about the book. And as you say, you really named it well, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. So what will we learn in your book?
Well, really, the book comes out at an auspicious moment when our society is fraught with disaster and strife. It crafts the tool whereby we can understand the origins, mechanisms, and functions of stereotypes. It explains how stereotypes are formed and that in reality, they start off with noble intentions for our survival and safety. And then they devolve into complex social issues. It explains why we need stereotypes, and it examines the important roles of culture, philosophy, and our entire Welt and Schauung as a whole in interpreting everything around us and how they affect and influence the choices we make and our perceptions regarding food or physical appearance or colorism, racism, whether it be intraracial or interracial, gender roles, work, school, relationships, ageism, intelligence. Stereotypes are foregone conclusions. They pigeonhole people. They label. They profile. They categorize. They box in people. They are pervasive. They are endemic. They are ubiquitous. And that's why this book equips us with requisite strategies to help alleviate our feelings of guilt and its attendant shame, of blaming, scapegoating. And these problematic shards or splinters of stereotyping fall away as we shift to a place of accountability. And we can feel like, you know what? I can do something about this. And so the book opens our eyes to this enlightenment.
Wow. And for you, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've seen it. You mentioned it where you had that eureka moment when you knew you had to do this book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And I think you're saying it.
Thank you. Well, we all contribute in subtle, conscious and unconscious ways to the dilemmas, the atrocities, the discomfort, marginalizations, microaggressions, brutality, barbarity, inhumanity, injustice. And all of these are created by stereotypes. We subscribe to beliefs and practices in our everyday lives because eventually the stereotypes to which we subscribe, we cannot say this too much, say more about us than they do about the people to whom they are targeted. But we need not hang our heads in shame. The book heightens our awareness as we look in the mirror to work on ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to introspect, to self-examine, to sentinel ourselves and our actions, to reflect, and then to begin to improve our daily interactions as individuals and as a society, to enhance our worldview and to become more vigilant as we use this roadmap towards heightened awareness and awakening to dig deeper within ourselves in order to live more nobly, more honestly, more peaceably, so that we can contribute to a more harmonious world.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? What a great goal for this book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you talk about the inherent dangers of stereotype formation. And that's part of, as you mentioned, where we are. That's part of the problem that we see day in and day out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
and
there are dangers in that as we form them, because they are so quickly made. We make quick observations, and in that speedy making of these stereotypes, dangers are lurking everywhere.
That's right, because the instant judgment and not really knowing a person. So what happens? You say this book examines how stereotypes barge their way into our consciousness and affect our interactions in society. And you talk about that you know, this book communicates some observations you've made about life, and it challenges people to dig deeper within ourselves to live more nobly, more honestly, and look at the dynamics, of course, of stereotypes. Once you put this book together and put it out there, how did that feel to you? Which, by the way, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How did that feel to you?
You know what? I feel unburdened because I feel like finally it's out, because this book has been in the making for actually several years, you know? And I'm glad that it's finally out. And I'm happy that people can access it. And I honestly hope that everybody will just get a copy, because this is something for all of us. It is not just for one person, and nobody needs to feel guilty about anything, because we're equally involved, all of us.
I like that. We're equally involved. And, you know, again, how you started, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. And empathy now more than ever, don't you think that is so vital?
It is so vital today. You know, we need to push guilt away and just pull empathy in. Pull in empathy, because, you know, it is understanding ourselves. When we love ourselves and we understand ourselves, we will understand all the people all the more. So it starts with us. It's a personal journey, actually, for each of us. And nobody has arrived there as yet.
Yeah, and I like, too, what you do in the book, where you include well-known stereotypes, right? And one of them you put in there, well, I just laughed out loud, women can't parallel park as well as men.
Well, you know, well, stereotypes do not arise, are not born in a vacuum. You know, we observe things, and I may know some people even who do not parallel park, who happens to be women. Possibly myself. Who knows?
I like that. Possibly myself. And then for all my British friends listening, you say British, and this is another stereotype, British people are incredibly polite, reserved, and well-mannered.
Right.
Oh, I know some that would break that mold.
Oh, yes. Again, you know. So that's just what's so wrong about this whole thing. You know, we make quick judgments, and yes, some people are polite, and yes, some women cannot parallel park, but does that mean all of them? No. And that's where we have to make allowances for individuality, which is what we don't do when we stereotype.
Yes, absolutely. What a delight to have you on again, Dr. London. Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much. Pick up the book. It's a game changer. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So pleased to welcome Dr. Anthony J. Emmett to the show. He's written a very important book, Healing, a Philosophy for the 21st Century. We had a brief conversation off the air, and something that he said really struck me about cells in our body, and we'll get to that. But first of all, Dr. Emmett, we really appreciate you coming on the show. We are excited to talk about your book. And I wonder the path to writing this book. What made you tackle it?
Well, I found that belief is very important in healing. And I wanted people to understand the importance of their thoughts. How what you file in your subconscious is important. And we all develop a self-image from earliest childhood. And we file that self-image in our subconscious, and it influences us. It influences the way we want to be and the way we are. And, you know, ever since you were a little child, you've learned and filed it in your subconscious. For example, we all learn movements, and we file them in our subconscious and call on them when we need them. That's what gymnasts do. They file away these complicated movements in the subconscious. The subconscious is much faster than the conscious, and we can produce all of this when we need it. Well, healing is a bit the same. When you tell yourselves that they're well and you're happy, you will have an influence. You influence the immune system, so that it keeps cancers away, and you influence, you make yourself well by believing you're well. And I've explained this in more detail in the book, but it's very important.
And of course,
the other thing is, of course, in
yeah, go ahead. Finish that thought. Finish that thought. Go ahead.
I'll slow down. When you sleep, for example, you're in contact with your subconscious, your higher conscious, and that's why when you've got a problem, if you sleep on it, you'll probably know the answer in the morning because you've been exposed to your higher self in the sleep.
Wow, that's powerful to think about that. That's very, very powerful. And I want to mention this because I said this, you know, Dr. Anthony J. Emmett, you were a reconstructive plastic surgeon. You study human response in the subconscious. You know it. You understand it. And that's why I think this book is so different. Your book is different when it comes to healing a philosophy for the 21st century because you saw it, right?
Yes, indeed. And for example, with meditation, when you meditate, you allow your higher self to come to you. And, you know, they've discovered telomeres and telomerase improves your longevity, your health. And they've found that with meditation, the telomeres are improved.
Wow. And meditation is something that people talk about and sometimes struggle with, but it's so valuable if you can learn to meditate. So we don't want to give everything away in the book because people need to get your book. They can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and they can pick it up at any point. But I think it's key, especially from listening to you, and you've given us such big chunks of information. What are you hoping, anyway, that the takeaways will be for the people who read your book?
I'm hoping that they will learn that by their own thoughts they can improve their life and their health, and that it's worth believing in your cure, that you too are responsible for your own health, not only the doctor you go to, but you in yourself can make a big difference.
Wow. It's so true. You and yourself. And like I said, we could talk for a very long time, but I want people to get this book. I think it is unique. I think it is vital for so many people who struggle. And you're telling us this really is healing a philosophy for the 21st century. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and other places where great books are sold. And also the website, Dr. Anthony J. Emmett. Go there as well for even more information. And wow, so powerful this conversation. Thank you, Dr. Emmett.
And thank you, Kate.
We finish with Then There's This, talking about Hurricane Ian, the path of destruction that it's cut has really pulled in investors who are looking for sweet deals in an area that was so desirable in the past that it will be built up again, we know that. But right now, it looks like a war zone. Picture piles of debris just cleared off to the side of the road that are, in some cases, 20 to 30 feet high. I am so not kidding. So check this out. There's very few areas in the U.S., by the way, that have seen prices run up this much already. According to the Naples Area Board of Realtors, this was a story that was in the Wall Street Journal, they talked about the fact that a single-family home increased by 24% between August of 2021 and August of 2022. That's incredible. Pretty much up 25%. Now, you say, well, now there's just been this incredible devastation. Well, because of the devastation, there's not going to be a lot of homes to sell for a while. But you think of lack of supply combined with the demand for homes for investors and for people who want to use them, live in them, etc., is going to really cause home prices to jump, jump, jump. And that'll increase probably for the next 12 to 18 months if you think about it. So it's going to take a while to rebuild, but this was one of the most overvalued housing markets in August before Hurricane Ian, with buyers paying an average of 70% over the area's long-term pricing trend. So the demand is still going to be there. And already there are investors that are swooping in who are ready to lay down the cash despite what they're seeing, you know, around them, you know, people that have this extra money. There was specifically somebody that was mentioned, a global real estate advisor at Sotheby's International Realty in Naples, and apparently they're working probably with lots of different wealthy people, but they're working with one person that was mentioned in the Wall Street Journal that was going to spend as much as $50 million, because what's that, you know, when you have a lot of money, $50 million on some of this distressed real estate in the areas that were hit the worst in that damage from Ian. Now the good news about that is that, you know, you got a cash buyer, or you have people with money that are reinvesting. So that will trickle down to some people who need that, we hope, right? Ultimately, they're going to be the ones, though, that get the great deal, because they know they're getting beachfront property, and it will be rebuilt. It will be rebuilt for sure. Now, this is scary to me. Anytime you tell me anything about flesh-eating bacterial infections, I saw this happen at a couple places in Texas, you know, a couple of cases, and I thought it was freaky. I had even taken my nephew to one of the watering holes where this had happened to a kid a month before, not realizing it. But anyway, there's an increase in infections, these rare flesh-eating bacteria reported where, you guess it, the hurricane area that was hit, like Lee County, Fort Myers, Sanibel Island. And the reason why is the Cat 4 storm that happened on September 28th. So the Florida Department of Health says they're up from 34 cases and 10 deaths reported across the state in all of 2021. There have been 65 cases of it and 11 deaths. And so many of them in that area because of the things that came along with Hurricane Ian. The storm surge entering the homes, the post-storm cleanup. There were 6 deaths in Lee County, just from that short amount of time. I guess the good news is that some of this is starting to trend downward, and then these infections are pretty prevalent with flooding because you had an astronomical amount of flooding. Not all hurricanes bring that kind of water, and it's this bacteria that lives in warm salt water, and it infects us through the consumption of undercooked shellfish, through skin wounds. So think how easy that would be to get, and you would have no idea, but suddenly you would be terribly sick, and then it would be a question of, okay, where have you been, what have you done, and then you think about, you know, with those wounds, what's gotten in there. You get nauseous, you get sick, you've got fever, you've got chills. To me, it's incredibly, incredibly scary, and it's a severe illness. It might be rare, and you get some antibiotics in some persistent cases, and maybe you get lucky, but in extreme cases, it can lead to death, no question, or even amputation. Yikes. On that note, thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.